You know, these days, the only way that people ever communicate with each other is via text or email or Instagram-a-phone or by sending emojis or memers or face swats. That's all they do all day.
God, you are hip.
Trust me. Mm-hmm. I know what people are into.
Yeah.
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Now, some people look at that and say it's a bad thing because people have forgotten how to communicate verbally. Mm-hmm. But not me. I say that's a good thing because that means people have also forgotten how to leave a normal voicemail.
Oh, my gosh. That is so true, man.
Really? A voicemail is where you call someone and then it goes to, like, it's almost like an answering machine, but it's like in the air.
Yeah, nobody knows what an answering machine is anymore.
You leave your voice on there asking them to call you back or giving them some information. It's weird, I know.
It's crazy.
And it's people's incompetence that has allowed us to do one of our most popular segments. It's called The Loser Line, which we do every Monday at 7:10 and 9:10. If you haven't heard The Loser Line before, you're in for a treat.
Yeah, you are. You're going to get the best of the best right now.
And over the past year, listeners have requested The Loser Line over 10,000 times, and we've received hundreds of messages on The Loser Line voicemail, so we thought, why not do a Loser Line top 10 list of the most awkward and embarrassing ones that we've heard all year long, just in case you missed them.
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
So I know.
Let's go through the list, shall we? Here would be number 10.
Next message.
Hey, Natalie, it's Ross. I'm a little frustrated here. I asked you to drinks. You said no. I asked you if you wanted to go on a hike. You said you weren't interested in that. Then I asked if you wanted to go to the movies, and you still said no. I even offered to wait outside of your work and drive you home so you wouldn't have to take the bus, and you said no to that too. So at this point, I don't know what else to do. So I have one last option, and you can take it or you can leave it. Tomorrow night, come over, we'll down a bottle of wine, and we make out for a good hour. Typically, that's not my style. I would like to get to know somebody, but apparently you don't care about that. You just want to go and hook up. That's the signal that I'm getting.
Yeah, that's what it is. If a girl doesn't want to talk to you and isn't calling you back and doesn't want rides home from work and stuff like that, definitely she's not into you being a gentleman. She just needs a little hookup.
That girl sounds aggressive.
She obviously only wants Russ for one reason and one reason only.
And he's annoyed by it, but he's still fine. I'll do it.
Too bad she accidentally gave him the loser line.
I know.
That women get annoyed with men.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I know. Yeah, she probably didn't even mean to give him the loser line phone number. It must have been like one or two digits off, you know?
Yeah, totally.
We're counting down the top 10 loser line voicemails that we've gotten all year long. Remember, if you want the number to the loser line, all you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. And now is a great time to get that number because a lot of holiday parties and things coming up, you can definitely use the loser line.
Yeah. Don't give it to family members, though, guys. That's just too low.
That might be funny, too.
That'd be funny, for sure. Here is the number 9 loser line voicemail that we got this year.
Next message.
Hi, Dylan. This is Nanny. I met you yesterday at the coffee shop. You seem like such a nice boy that I really would love for you to meet my daughter. Mm-hmm. She's beautiful and sweet. And she's really, really a good catch. And, you know, I don't know what your experience is with women, but, you know, she hasn't been with a lot of men.
Okay.
You know what I mean. Been with many men. And that's a really good thing that she doesn't whore herself out like other women do these days. But she's open to other things. But that'll just happen naturally when you two get together. If you can, I'd like to know if you have an address so I could send you a beautiful photo of her. I would mail it out because I'm not really good, you know, with computers, but I really think you would enjoy her. So if you could, call me back, leave your address, and I can't wait for you to meet Bunkweeva.
Next message.
Oh, my good Lord.
I forgot about that
girl.
One.
I did, too, and I just am now picturing that the holidays are coming up for her, and she's going to have to spend more time with her mother.
Oh, yeah. And her mom sounds very aggressive, too.
Yeah, and how many times do you think the mom has done this? It's not her first
rodeo.
A lot.
Sounds like she, you know, is very rehearsed in what she's saying, and she knows exactly her daughter's skill set that she'd like to point out. My daughter, what's your name? I have a daughter who is not a whore.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Want to meet her?
Pretty nice.
Yeah. Here's the number 8 phone tap of 2017.
Next message.
Hey, Lisa.
Sorry, good point. Not phone tap. Loser line.
Thank big you. Difference.
Next message.
Hey, Lisa. This is Jamal. I was wondering if you want to go out on Friday. And I'm gonna need to bring my nephews. They're like 6 and like 8. The thing is though, like I don't have money like right now. So if you could like pay for it, that'd be dope.
Next message.
Super dope.
I think he just needs entertainment for his nephews.
Why not? Yeah. Have somebody else pay for it, too? So. I hear kids can be expensive to take them to do things. Mm-hmm. We're counting down the top loser line voicemails from 2017. It's been really a record-setting year for us on the loser line. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't heard the loser line before, it's a voicemail that we set up. And we give you the phone number to give out to somebody who's hitting on you that you would rather not have hitting on you. You want that number? Just text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. And now, coming in at number 7
yeah.
Thank
on
you.
The loser line voicemails, this one.
Next message.
Hey, Sue. Guess what? I had so much fun meeting you tonight. I really enjoyed all those woo-woo shots. Thank you. Guess who I'm here with, by the way? Remember Kiki? I told you I got my new hamster, Kiki. She's right here. And hey, Kiki, do you want to say hi to Stu? Say hi. Hi, Stu. Hi, Kiki. Oh, she's waving her little paw at you. You should come over, like, right now because I think Kiki wants to meet you. I got her, like, a super cute little Wonder Woman costume. And you know what, Sue? I've got one, too, so we can, like, twinsies cosplay. You want to come over, be my Superman? I don't know. We could do that. But, okay, full confession, I opened a bottle of Malbec, and I've been drinking more. So, yeah, I'll be here in my Wonder Woman outfit. And so will Kiki. Hi, Stu. See you soon.
Oh, next message.
The thing about that one
yeah.
is oh, I still, when I hear it, picture the awkward wake-up that she had.
Yeah, it's
it sounds
one.
Like she was super hammered already and then was continuing to drink wine. She woke up properly in her Wonder Woman outfit and then her hamster in a matching one. Just like, what was I doing?
Yeah. Or that's normal
and
to her.
Then looking at your phone the next morning, like, wait, what number is this?
Yeah. I left a...
Who did I call?
Why was I on the phone for a minute?
Here's the number 6 loser line voice message of the year.
Next message.
Hey, Angela. It's me. I was really hoping to get you on the line. I've called you a lot, and you never pick up. Someone's a naughty little pony. That somebody's you. Anyways, I want to see you again. Like... soon, like tonight. And I know the first time we spent together, I didn't really get to tell you a lot about myself, but there's something I'm really into, and I'm hoping that you're into it too. Diaper play. That's when I put on a diaper and you treat me like a little baby that I am. It's something that I've discovered about myself a few months ago, and I never thought that it would be something that I'm into, but I like it a lot. Diaper play is the most amazing thing in the world, and I can't wait to do it with you. Call me.
Next message.
You know, that was the number 6 loser line voice message of the year. And we ripped on that guy a lot when we first played that message. But, you know, at least he's coming out with his stuff right away.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. That is information you should leave on a voicemail. So you know right off the top this is what we're getting into if you're going to hang out with me.
Exactly. Because some people will string you along and then you're in a relationship. It's like 6 months down the line. It's like, Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
Now that we live together, I want to let you know my thing is diaper play. Oh, you're going to move out? That's going to be real tough. So you might as well just
get into
some diaper play. We'll count down the rest of the top loser line voicemails right after this. Good morning, and welcome back to Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Oh, thank you, DJ.
We are counting down the top loser line voicemails of 2017.
Yeah.
Anytime they do like a top list, I always feel like I have to be
a disc jockey.
A classic disc jockey. Yeah. But we are counting down the top loser line voicemails of the year. If you haven't heard the loser line before, it's basically a phone number that you give out to somebody who is hitting on you that you would rather not have hitting on you, so they can call us and leave us a voicemail that we can play for you on the air. We do the loser line normally on Mondays at 7:10 and 9:10. Some people are texting in at 78592 saying that they're very happy that they just discovered the loser line.
Welcome to it.
Now that we're counting them down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so many people are just texting loser to 78592 to get the loser line number for their upcoming events.
And use it, please.
We're at number five now. Number five for 2017. This is the number five loser line of the year.
Next message.
Debbie, this is Debbie. Listen, I called a couple of times, and I just don't understand why you're not calling me back. You're not answering your line. Look, I get it, okay? If you Googled me and you saw some articles about me, yes, some of those things happened. Some of those things are true. Some of those things are not true. It wasn't my idea, all right? I was at a friend's party, and I got a little drunk, and I don't know. Maybe they slipped me something. I don't know. But, yes, I did steal the cop car, but and I did some things inside it, okay? But I didn't – it wasn't really me, you know, and I've changed, okay? I've been totally rehabilitated. I don't even like getting naked anymore. I don't even get naked in the shower. I wear pants in the shower because of that situation. It's totally changed me. I'm a changed man. So I hope that makes you feel better about who I am. Please give me a second chance. Society did, and I think you should too.
Next message.
See, people can change.
The thing is, though, he got the loser line before she Googled him.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
So...
Or maybe she Googled him while he was asking. I don't know. But yeah, you're right. He got the loser line no matter what. So, sorry. Here's the number four loser line voicemail of the year.
Next message.
No, I'm looking for my little Twinkie Winkie. Hello, are you there? Do not ignore me. Hello, it's from the other night. I'm just looking for my Twinkie Winkie. I want to get my Twinkie Winkie on. I texted you, and I haven't heard anything back from my Twinkie Winkie. Hope to hear back. My little Twinkie Winkie.
Next message.
She must have been so annoying when she was hitting on whoever she was hitting on.
You get so many tips of how to do sexy talk from the loser line. That's what's great about it.
And she taught us just how to do it because that is probably the sexiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
My Twinkie Winkie.
Here's the number three loser line voicemail of the year.
Next message.
Hi, Monica. This is Carl. We met a few weeks ago. You might wonder why I sound so funny. It's because I had my wisdom teeth out. I'm really, really sorry for calling you like this. But the reason I'm calling is because I need some help. With getting food. A soup, perhaps? Like wonton? Or egg drop? A chicken noodle? If you could help me out, I'll totally owe you next time you have surgery or anything.
Next message.
Sounds like
crying.
Yeah.
So bad for him.
Somebody was a little pain medicationed up and decided to make a phone call to a beautiful woman that he met.
I think he should call his mom next time.
Yeah, family member.
I wonder how long he waited for that soup and cried.
Yeah, just by himself.
And there was probably already somebody on the way because somebody's probably taking care of him and they show up and he's just like, "Are you her?"
Yeah.
I called you, but you look like my mom.
Yeah.
It's the number two loser line voicemail from 2017.
Next message.
Hey, Kevin. This is Jack. I told you what I was into, and I'm going to live up to my promise.
So you know what I'm going to do for you, little man? When you come over to my house, I'm going to dress you up like a baby. Yeah, I'm going to put a little bib on you, and I'm going to sit you in a high chair, and you're going to love it. Yes, you are, my little man. You're going to love it. Does Kevin need to burp? Let's get a burp out of you, Kevin. There you go, Kevin. Good job, Kevin. Oh, did you get some strained peas on your chin? I'm going to wipe that up for you. Yes, I am. I'm going to wipe that up for you. Because Mama doesn't like it when you get stuff on your chin. Whoa. You're going to get punished, Kevin.
Next message.
Bad boy. See, this proved, also the loser line can show you that there's somebody in the world for everybody. Because
yes.
The number six loser line message of the year was from a dude who just felt like he needed to share right away that he's really into diaper play and loves to act like a baby. And then it's from her who loves to abuse that baby.
But why is the world so cruel that they haven't met each other?
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
And
like,
they still couldn't meet each other because they both got the loser line.
They're so close to each other right now, but yet still so far away.
I know.
They
introduced them
so perfect for each other. All right, we've been counting them down to the number one loser line voicemail that we got all year long.
Yes.
Here it is, the number one loser line voicemail of 2017.
Next message.
Jennifer, what's going on? It's giving you a call because I am going to an awesome drag race this weekend, and I can't think of anyone better to go with me. I don't know if you've ever been to a drag race, but it's like super, super fun. Like, I think you're going to love it. Like, the crowd's really loud. Everybody's getting into it. They're like, woo, yeah! Burn it up, burn it up, all that good stuff. And then you see the red go to yellow and go to green, and it's like, when they like take off. And then the seats vibrate because the cars are like, and we're going to be like, woo, yeah. And then the cars keep going louder. They're like, and some more, you keep going, woo. Sometimes, if you're lucky, they f-ing crash. They're like, yeah, big ass explosion. Like, it's awesome. It's the funniest shit ever. I mean, normally I go there to just pick up a bunch of by myself, but you and I, we should definitely hang out. I think you and I can put the pedal to the metal and make this thing kind of go. You know what I mean? Like,
next message.
Man, see, that was so good.
He probably would have had her if it wasn't for the last part about what he likes to go there and do by himself.
Yeah.
You know? Like, hey, girl, I really liked you a lot. You want to come to the races? He sounded fun with everything else, but normally I like to go because a lot of women I can get. But I feel like you could come with me.
I'm charged up. I feel like we just watched a race ourselves.
And it's like, imagine any date with that guy. He's like, you want to go to a magic show? It's going to be like, ooh.
Yeah, exactly. Like, ah. I go to the movies with him. I don't think that'd be fun to sit through
one
with
that,
those, though.
That was the number one loser line voice message of 2017. How about just one more for fun? An honorable mention.
Yeah.
Another honorable mention from 2017.
Next message.
Tanika, what's up, baby? This is Yo, after we hung out last night, I did something so stupid. I double booked you with another girl. But check this out, though. I flipped a coin to see who I'd go out with, and you won, girl. Tails never fail. Oh, well. That's right, baby girl. You about to go on a trip like Chip and Dale. You know, the little chipmunks from Disney? Okay. The coin never lies. You understand? That was fake. And I guess that makes you Destiny, okay? No, actually, the other girl name was Destiny. Nah, I'm kidding. I don't even remember what her name was anyway. All right, baby, I can't wait to see you. Congratulations on your come up.
I think that was one of my favorite lines just of the year anyway. Like, hey, congratulations on your come up, girl.
Yeah, you got a date
I
with me.
Flipped a coin and you won me, except he got the loser line, so.
At least he has a backup.
Yeah, he must have been so confused.
That's the thing.
Why didn't she call me back?
Yeah.
She just won this huge prize and isn't calling me back. Remember, we do the loser line normally on Mondays at 7:10 and 9:10.
Moving 92.5.